Oh, glory to God. While every head is bowed, we'll just give Him the thanks and praise and honor. And You are such a glorious Lord. Thank You, Jesus, that You love us so. Thank You that it's just beyond real. It's just what everything is. Thank You for the love of God that doesn't let Your people go. Thank You for the love of God that we can never be separated from it. Thank You for the love of God that I'm in Your hand and in the Father's hand, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. Oh, we're safe. Oh, what a shelter, a fortress, a rock that is higher than anyone, and a rock that's higher than I. Praise You, Lord, that You've set me on it. Thank You that Your people can shout and praise You and call out and cry out from every end, from all ends of the earth. Lord, we need You. Oh, we need You. And I'm so thankful that we need You. And You're so thankful that we need You. And Lord, oh, all the thankfulness and praise. I know the Father, and I know You, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are rejoicing. Oh, the smiles that are coming back between the Godhead at this time. Oh, how You're just so thankful, God, to receive the praises of Your children and growing into the sons of God. Hallelujah. God, we're so thankful. So thankful that You've called us here today. We have an appointed time with glory because it's always with You. Now, Lord, we're just looking to You. Open up Your Word and let it just flow richly. Let it strike deep. Let people be awake today. Quicken us, Lord God, to come out of ourselves and self-pity and problems and trials and bitterness, hatred, whatever it is, God. Rise up! May we be the mighty men. Lord, we thank You. May we glorify only You. May Your Spirit just anoint each and every life here today. All done to Your praise, Your glory, and Your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you would, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Timothy. And I pray we're ready for something today. But I know it's Him that does the readying. But I really believe He's going to bring us into something today. It's been sweet upon my heart. It's beyond magnificent. I don't need to pump up anything. Why would you ever need to pump up the Word of God? My goodness, it's just awesome. But in the 2 Timothy, in the 2nd chapter, in the 10th verse, I'll tell you, you know when you read something and the Holy Spirit's just got a verse that, well, all of them. But sometimes it just like jumps right off the pages and it just expands your heart like a flood. Well, that's what I'm telling you. Here we're at it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Therefore, this brother Paul speaking, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now, I want you to go back and read that again. This time, let the Lord really speak it to your heart. Okay? Here we go. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to step in today to, again, another evidence of the double portion of Jesus Christ. Yes, a better thing for us. Truly, the much, the more. By His grace, hallelujah. And it's right here, by faith, if you want it. But Paul is so clearly speaking here. He's glad, happy, ecstatic. To suffer for the elect's sake. Now that word elect in the Greek, let's understand what he's talking about here. This is an exalted rank. This is a choice, select company, the best of its kind. And that's not my interpretation. That's just what it says. You do not need to embellish the Word of God. It's just what it is. Question is, how much do you want to believe? Huh? Talked about it a little earlier. Oh, I'm big enough. Well, if you're big enough, man, let me tell you something. You haven't gone nowhere yet. Huh? Come on. I want him to grow up into me, into all things. Praise God. I want to grow up into him in all things. That full maturity that's in Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's what we've been called to. Every trial, every heartache, every downrising, every uprising, whatever it may be, downsetting, it all works together for that perfect plan that he sees, the finished work of you and of me. Amen? Amen. See, we're always so short-term minded, aren't we? We're just looking at what happened today. Oh, just looking at, did this work out? Did that work out? No. Romans 8:28. And we know. There's no doubt. You know. You do know it. You going to believe it? All things work together for good to them that love God. All things. Not some things. Not just the ones you think were good or bad or whatever. All things. All things. It takes them all. Every single one of them. So let me tell you something. This is an alexake. This is a, well, it's quite a group. It's quite a company he's talking to here, isn't he? You think about this. Some eternally rich Christians. But listen to what he's saying here. He's desiring even something more for them. He's desiring something greater for them. And Paul is willing to suffer and endure, oh my goodness, all things, that they might receive this reward. I love Brother Paul. I just love him. I love the love of God in him is what I love. It's not the vessel, it's the treasure. We talked about that yesterday at that service. The treasure in Paul. And you talk about treasure. See, we're learning about in Philippians that second missionary journey that he went back on. He was going back to the same places he went in the first one. He wanted to go and encourage those brothers and sisters in the Lord. He wanted them to grow up into all things. He wanted them to be the mature sons of God. He didn't want to just skate it here and skate it there. And no, he was looking for the quality, the goodly pearl. He wanted to preach that message because this is what this age is about. Christ Jesus is going to have a bride. He is. And she's a readied wife. She doesn't get ready in heaven. It's already done here. The authoring and finishing of your faith is done here. This is why this life that's but a vapor is so vitally important. It's but a vapor. Eternity's coming. By God's grace, I want his best because he wants me to have it. It's not of me, it's of him. He preaches these words to me and I know they're his love. I know it's the very heart and the mind of my Lord and Savior, the one who bare all my sin upon that cross and so freely died for me. Very God, leaving the right hand of the Father and coming and taking on the form of man, of you and of me. And it's just amazing to me. And he suffered everything, everything. He's tested in it. He's tried. You talk about a God. You talk about a Savior. He knows your thought. He knows your hurt. He knows your pain. He does. Because he bore every single one of them. Now that's a God I can believe in. That's a God I can believe in. That's a God I can have great confidence in. That's a God I can have trust in. Not only did he create me in all ways, in all points, in all manners, he was tested. He was tried. So that he could comfort me. He could comfort like nobody else could comfort. Honey, I know you. I know you. Praise God, he's in me. Oh my. But there's something greater here he's talking to these folks about, isn't he? That they may also obtain. So Paul's got this, doesn't he? He said, I got something here. I want you to have it. I want you to come and apprehend this glorious reward that I am willing to suffer and endure all the pain, all the tests, the loss of all things, everything. so that you'll have this. Not because of me, it's just the grace of God that is with me. The grace of God that's working in me. The love of God that has struck deep in my life. Till we all come is the life that I live. I preach the gospel of Christ. I preach it boldly. I preach it gladly. And woe is me if I preach not this glorious gospel. He knew it was to his privilege and benefit. Praise be to God. But that they may also obtain. I was thinking about this. I love Paul's also's. I love when he says, not to me only. So let's jump across the page. How's that? Chapter 4, verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That word right there is an exalted rank of righteousness. Oh, you're righteous. If you know the Lord, you're righteous. You'll never be any more righteous. But it's an exalted rank of righteousness. It sure is. It's what he's talking about that we're studying about today. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also. Aren't you thankful for an also? Oh, man. See, every word of God's very important. That's why I prefer the King James Version. Uh-oh, what'd he say? All them also that love his appearing. Now, that they also obtain. Hit the mark. That's what that means. Hit the mark. Isn't that amazing? See, it's unbelievable. See, his love for us to rule and to reign jointly with him. For us to be glorified together with him. It's all over the Word of God. I am absolutely convinced it's on every line. It's in every verse. It's everywhere. It's just, Lord, increase our faith for us to see it. Sometimes we get so confined with what we think. Or what, well, we better not. Let me tell you, it's time to step out. It really is. You're going to love it. You haven't come far enough. I haven't. We need to go further. Praise be to God. I want to keep on growing. Hallelujah. I am so thankful for those that I've been able to, by God's grace, mark as those examples that have gone before us, that are still with us. Praise be to God. But those that are up in heaven, whether it's my wonderful brothers and sisters in this wonderful written Word of God, or it's the ones that he's going to write about and already written about in glory for a long time to come. Actually, forever. But I marked them. And they're examples. And it's precious. Every single one of them will tell you the same thing. You never stop learning. You never stop growing. You're a wineskin. And I was rejoicing with that with the brother yesterday. Let him keep pouring the new wine in. Huh? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. To be able, and he's made you fully able, to receive it. All he's asking you, will you open up to let me pour it in? Will you? Will you receive it? Oh, praise be to God. But see, this means, this also obtains, means to hit the mark. Man, that's exactly what it means. Press toward the mark. What do you think? And no coincidence for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's something these precious saints, they don't have. But man, I'll tell you what, Brother Paul is hoping that they'll take it. Salvation, which is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. And that's what we're here to preach about today. Salvation with eternal glory. Now you notice here again, God just doesn't call anybody elect. Are you listening to the Word of God here today? He doesn't just call anybody elect. He calls his children elect. He loves them. Let me tell you something. These are some wonderful, saved, precious saints. And all of his children, believe it or not, have salvation. So he's not calling these people to obtain salvation. but salvation with eternal glory. What do you think? Is it not written throughout the Word of God? Was there not an Adam who was in a deep sleep? And his wife was taken out of just a tiny little rib? You think that has something to do with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? You know it. There's a lull, there's a slumber on the people of God. I'm sorry to say that. But God's Word said it would be that way. They'd get caught up into things that don't matter. They'd carry weights that He said, you know what, you got to cast aside all them weights if you're going to take off with me at the first trouble. See, I find that, you know, I told you I learned to fly. I love to fly. I became a pilot. The one thing they talk to you about flying an airplane, you better make sure it's not too heavy. It's a bad thing. If you're overloaded, it's not going to get too far off the ground. And when it comes back, it really comes back in a hurry. I hate to say it, but crash and burn is right what it means. Got to be light. Got to let it go. Got to be soaring. You got wings, you got to use them. But, you know, I was watching those eagles when they were up there in Alaska. Man, they fly around like sparrows. If you ever get up there, what an amazing thing. I can't believe those people that live up there. You know, they're walking around just talking and everything. I got 15, 20 bald eagles just flying around my head. I'm thinking, Lord, my neck's going to hurt, but I'm never going to quit staring up there. It's just awesome. Well, I saw them come and get their dinner and their lunch and their breakfast and whatever they're getting. They're getting it all day. Coming in there, pew, pew, pew. But you know what? They're always getting that fish that was exactly the right weight for them. You know what I'm saying? They weren't trying to take something too big. Never saw them getting what they called the king salmon. Because it'd been too heavy. If you got anything that God didn't want for your life, it's too heavy. You know what I'm saying? Lord, help us. But brothers and sisters, He's calling this sweet body, this elect body, to salvation with eternal glory. This eternal glory is never ending. It's a splendor. It's a brightness. I was thinking as the Word of God came to me, it's truly a honeymoon that's never going to end. And I believe for our marriages, He's given us a type. And I pray that we're living that, brothers and sisters. But I want to take a moment and I want you to listen to the meanings of this eternal glory. And I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen. All I can do, and as the Lord was encouraging me to read these with you, to express the heart of the Lord for you, that God, your love's going to have to constrain me. Because I know there's going to be some people visiting here today. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not. If I'm going to get delirious for something, it best be about Jesus. What do you think? You know, as our pastor used to say a long bit ago, you know, you don't get excited about those at the Bronco game that flip and jump and scream and cry out. People get awful offended when somebody gets excited about Jesus. How sad. How sad. Huh? Amen. So we're just going to let Him deal with this. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're talking about the power of God unto salvation, and especially the salvation with glory, how can you keep quiet? How can you be still? That's why I say, God, help us to rise up, to live what we have in Christ, and truly to treasure the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But here we go. Eternal glory. And I'm telling you, this is just what it means. We do not need to embellish a thing. You don't need to do that with the Word of God. Just rightfully divide it, receive it, and believe it, treasure it, and live it. Eternal glory. The glory of the sun, the moon, and the stars. She's got it all. She really does. We're talking about a bridal company here. And she does. I was thinking about how sweet in Revelation. She's in the midst of the throne. She's before the throne. She's bowing down. She's everywhere. She's omnipresent, just like He is. What a glory. She's radiant. We're going to talk about her in just a minute. Don't worry, we'll wrap this up, but I pray we'll wrap it up in heaven. My goodness, wouldn't that be something? Eternal glory is the magnificence, His magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace. That's eternal glory. Now, let's think of that. How about speaking truth in love and growing up into Him in all things? Isn't that what it's really all about? To be filled with all the fullness of God? Well, you know what? That's just what it is. It's His magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my goodness. Eternal glory. Listen to this. The kingly majesty, which belongs to Him as supreme ruler. The kingly majesty. He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign upon the earth. When He tells you about jointly reigning with Him, if you'll be willing to suffer with Him, He's not kidding. It wasn't just a carrot. How silly. It's the will of God. It's His divine purpose. It's His plan. Praise God, it was finished at the cross. But at Pentecost, it was just ready to break forth. Praise God. He brought us that wonderful power, the power of His might, to be led into all truth. For Him to take, this is the Holy Spirit, all the things of Christ, and to make them ours. Amen. Can you imagine that? No, I can't, but I believe it. Amen. I receive it. Amen. To know all the love of God? Yes, that's what He said. I want you to know all of it. And it's in one place. Thanks be to God, I don't get confused. It's in Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Eternal glory. A thing, oh, and what a thing it is, belonging to Christ. I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. See, I'm His. It happened even at the moment I accepted Him as Savior. Visiting with the sweet young brother yesterday, I said maybe the most precious time in my life, where it really kind of hits me all the time. But, you know, it's like the most precious time of my life just keeps happening. I love it because I'm with Jesus. And it gets more real all the time. It's like, it's the most precious time in my life. But really, when, son, you're not your own, you're mine. I still cannot figure out, well, I can. Because they have eyes and they see not, and they have ears and they hear not. And my heart hurts for people that don't receive Christ. It just, I feel so badly. I'm sorry for you. And no, I won't force you. God wouldn't force you. It's too good. It's a privilege. He wants you to have it. He's so, you know, He's God. He could have done anything, but it's so beautiful how He did it. He wanted people that freely would love Him. Freely, absolutely, willingly. Lord, it is just so amazing that You would even spend time with me. But praise be to God, You're captivated with me. I'm the only one. We're the only one really He wants to spend time with. That's what mankind is. That's why He gave His Son. And that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, you're loved. You are so loved. You are not alone. I don't care if all in Asia have forsaken you, just like Brother Paul. That's why when that was coming, he was enlightened in the eyes of his understanding to an extent that the Holy Spirit came in and wrote the joy book of the Bible through him. Come on now. Eternal glory. The absolute perfect inward and personal excellency of Jesus Christ. Man, that's amazing, isn't it? I'm praying, that brother said, that you'd be in all the perfect and complete will of God. Don't we just undershoot all the time? See how the enemy likes to, oh, well, I'd just like to be in it sometime. Oh, that'd be good, huh? No, he said all of it, the perfect and complete will of God. that we're all looking at each other saying, no way. I know you. You know, I know me. It's just not going to happen. By the power of His might, it sure happens. And it's happening today. It's happening right now because we're preaching the fullness of the grace of God. It's His power and it's His might. See, we get all caught up, and I'm telling you, it's just so amazing to me. And it is the same thing. We get caught up in this thought of sin all the time. We do. We do. Giving that devil way too much credit. People just magnify that ugly beast. Now, he's very necessary. God's got a very divine plan with him. Absolutely. But I am so grateful to God, and aren't you, that He has put my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Justified is just what it says, just as if I never sinned. Now, you're going to come up against God when He said, not only have I forgiven you, but I have forgotten these things. And God help us when we keep remembering them, whether it's yours or mine. Do you see what I'm saying? We're never going to grow on, are we, brothers and sisters? Come on now. He said the absolute perfect inward personal excellency of Christ. Them's the four living ones, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I'm talking some deep stuff today. It's all right. So what's he talking about? It's good. It's the Word of God. He'll bring you into it. This isn't too hard for you. He's called you to know it. He did. His will. I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Not part of it, not some of it. Well, you know, I'm not a preacher or a teacher, so I'll just kind of get the drive-by version. No! Get in there. It's your calling. People always call me every week. Oh, I wish I knew what God wanted me to do. I know what God wants you to do. He tells you. Grow up. Get it all. You're caught up into something in the world that is robbing you. It doesn't define you, your job. It doesn't define you what circumstance you're in. No. Those are the after effects of the glory of God if you really see it. Those are just the events of living Christ in me, the hope of glory. And what I do, that He has me doing, it's wonderful, but that doesn't matter. It's Him that matters. It's Him that matters. Oh, God, help us to come into that. Eternal glory. We'll hurry along. A most glorious condition. Did you hear that? A most glorious condition. The most exalted state. You listening today? This is for you. This isn't just a history class. This isn't just literature. This is the Word of God. This is your Word of God. It's yours. The crown of righteousness to them that love His appearing. The most exalted state. Someday to say, I have won Him. What do you think? What do you think? Amen? Now, why do we want this, brothers and sisters? Kind of said it earlier. Because He desires it for us. It's the grace of God. See, His desire is grace. You see that? It's grace. His desire is the grace of God. Because I can want and love His desire. The reason that we want to have this is because He gave His life and the Holy Spirit for us to have it. The reason that we pant for this is because if we apprehend it, it's all to the praise of His glory. The Father wants a double portion for you, but the Father wants a double portion for Himself. And He does. Praise be to God. He's brought many sons to glory, but are you the son whose soul shall make her boast? I love that in the Psalm 34 Psalm. David's saying this. You talk about a bloody man. You talk about a man's man. You talk about a warrior. And he said, my soul shall make her boast. In the Lord. Now that's a type. That's an overcomer. And I'm talking to the brothers especially right now, brothers. Are you going to let Him make your soul have her boast in the Lord? Huh? Oh, that's a submitting, isn't it now? Come on. Why do we need to know this? Because you know what, brothers and sisters? You'll never possess something that you don't know is there. You won't. You won't. You'll just pass it by. Why do we run this race? Well, we run it because there's a knowledge of the value in the finishing prize. We heard a message many times in this place about a dark mile. Precious story. But see, you'll never go the way of the dark mile unless you've heard of the glory to behold while you're in it. See, you'd be crazy to go that way, wouldn't you? Well, I'm going to take the safe route. But there are those ones that were just crazy like a fox. Oh no, I got to get down in there. Because in the light of day, you get down in there so far and it's dark and it's scary and it's treacherous. But when you look up, the glory of the sky, the stars light up. You see a vision that you could have never seen otherwise. Huh? Are you staying at the halfway house? Are you staying at the halfway house? The only way you're going to move on to the summit is to believe in the splendor that's awaiting. Because you would never go the way of the despairing of your own life if you never saw the splendor. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the love of God. See, without a love, brothers and sisters, without a passion, we're never going to make the move. You're never going to mount up on that camel and go to the bridegroom. You're not going to do it until He give you a vision. Until He give you a love for salvation, Jesus Christ, with eternal glory, His wife. Do you see this? Do you want this? The woman is the glory of the man. The city had no need of the sun. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, the bride, the Lamb's wife, having the glory of God.
Praise you. I knew a man, whether in the body or out of body, and saw things that there are no words to describe. I speak concerning Christ and His bride. This is a great mystery.
Praise you. Lord, we give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. We give You all the thanks and all the praise. Lord, we're thankful for every life that's here today. Lord, we know that You've called us to plant and to water, but You're the one that gives the increase. Lord, again, break down the strongholds in these lives. Break down personalities, break down habits, break down all the things that are preventing us from giving it up and saying, Lord, I will go. Help them to make the move today. Today is the day of salvation. And today is the day of salvation with eternal glory. Help Your people to treasure this. Help Your people to love this beyond anything that could ever be loved. We just thank You for this time. We thank You for Your word. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.